Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and in a few weeks, we'll get to see the Mountaineers play basketball in a game that doesn't count in the Coliseum. Very exciting. Weeks, not months. Weeks, days even. I guess it's always days or weeks or months, but not months. Scratch months. We're in days till we get to see this team play. And you may be wondering, if you're just dropping in, getting ready for basketball season, thank you for listening, but do you know who's on the roster? I'll tell you. Let's start with the guards. This week we're going to focus on who are the guards, the scholarship guards, on this 2025-2026 Mountaineer basketball team. And we'll figure it out. These are guesses as far as where guys are going to land in the rotation, how much they're going to play. And let's start with what I feel like is a known quantity. The starting point guard this season is going to be the guy who came with Ross Hodge from North Texas and started every game last season. And that is senior Jasper Floyd. He averaged 9 points, 4 assists a game last season. He's going to run the offense. From the clips that I've watched and a couple of games in the NIT, he is a facilitator. He is not looking to shoot the three. He is a pass-first point guard, but also looking to drive and kick. He was one of the first two interviews when Ross Hodge came out for the preseason press conference. The two players that came out, Jasper Floyd was one of them. So he's going to start. He knows what Ross Hodge wants on both sides of the floor. That's your starting point guard. The backup is a freshman and really the only other true point guard on the roster. His name is Amir Jenkins. He was a 2026 class guy, reclassified to this season, and Ross Hodge picked him up. He's coming to WVU. 6'3". You watch the YouTube clips, his AAU clips. He's fast. He can get to the basket. He can facilitate as well. Not really looking for his three-point shot, but of course the clips, he makes the three. But he's trying to get to the rim. And similar to KJ Tenner last season, Amir Jenkins is going to find spot minutes as a freshman and hopefully he can stick around for longer than one season. So you got Jasper Floyd, you got Amir Jenkins. The starting two guard, feel confident in this, is senior Honor Huff. Like his name isn't Senior Huff. It's Honor Huff. He is a senior. And this guy's a sniper. He can shoot the three. When I say he makes threes, he made the most threes last season in Division I basketball. Most made threes, Honor Huff. He made 131 of them. So take what Jonathan Powell, Amani Hansberry, and Joe Yesufu, what they made from three, tack on one more made three, and that's how many threes Honor Huff made last season. He shot a bunch of them. He shot over 41% from three last season, which is really good. If you're shooting 41% from three and you're shooting a ton of them, that means you make 131 threes. Now, is he going to make 131 threes this season? That feels like it's going to be tough to duplicate. Can he shoot the basketball? Absolutely. And you know what else he can do? He's an Iron Man. I'm looking through the box scores from last season at Chattanooga. He played, there's 40 minutes in a basketball game, unless it goes to overtime. Honor Huff, last season, played 40 or more minutes in 10 games for the Moccasins. Through the NIT run, he sat for 1 minute over 5 games. One minute. In 5 games at the end of the season, there was an overtime game. Their first round game went 3 overtime games. And in those games, Honor Huff played 45 minutes and 55 minutes. So is he going to play 40 minutes, multiple games this season? I hope not. I would hope would get a fresher Honor Huff, more opportunities. Is he going to play 30 plus? I feel confident in that. 40 seems like a lot. So let's go under on the 10 games where he plays at least 40 minutes. Okay. So he's an Iron Man. And the other thing about Honor Huff is his size. My man is listed. You know what height listing means. If you're 5'10", I think the rules are you can say whatever you want. It's like when you go get your driver's license, in my experience, you're not back against the wall and they measure you. They just give you the sheet of paper and you write down your height and your weight. And unless it's ridiculous, I couldn't go to the DMV and say, I'm 6'8". I think somebody would say, sir, it says, is that an 8 or a 0? So you're not, or they'd say, sir, you're not 6'8". Well, how tall are you? I think that's how it goes. Have I ever tried that? No. Have you tried that? Write in if you've tried that. So there's a number of guys over the years who have been listed as 6 feet. And if you took their shoes off and got like the scale thing, like at the doctor where they measure, it might be less than 6 feet. So is Honor Huff 5'10"? I don't know. That's what he's listed at. Okay. That made me think, how many guys in this century in WVU men's basketball have been listed as under 6 feet tall? And it's a short list. Only one guy in the Huggins era was listed at under 6 feet. And it was Jabari Hines, who played for 2 seasons before transferring to Temple back 12 years ago. So it's been 12 years since a 5 foot something guy scholarship player has been on the roster. Then you got to go back to John Beilein's first recruiting class. J.D. Collins, 5'10", 4-year starter at the point guard position. Love J.D. Collins. Then you got to go to the Catlett era. And he squeezed in 3 guys under 6 foot in the 2 seasons he was coaching WVU in this century. And 5'11", Jonathan Hargett, 5'11", Lionel Armstead, who were both on that last Gale Catlett season with Drew Schifino. And then Tim Lyles, 5'11", was on the 2000-2001 team with Lionel Armstead. So that's the list. Have there been other guys? I'm looking at you possibly, Jordan McCabe. Looking at you possibly, Beto Bolden. I'm looking at you, KJ Tenner. Guys who are listed, if you go to College Basketball Reference, their height is 6 foot. Are they 6 foot? If they're 6 foot, then I'm 6 foot. And that's cool. But guys listed under that, it's that list. Six. He's the 6th scholarship Mountaineer this century who's listed under 6 feet. With special shout out to the other guys under 6 feet. Not naming everybody, but Spencer Mackey, walk on under 6 foot. James Long, head coach at University of Charleston, under 6 foot. And then you go back to the Catlett era. Jarrett West, now famous Final Four TBT, Best Virginia head coach, but also hit the bank shot against Bob Huggins' Cincinnati team to get WVU to the Sweet 16 in 1998. Steve Berger. And then, or is it Berger? Berger. Berger. And then big shout out to a guy who gets lost in history. I believe he's coaching high school basketball in the Eastern Panhandle. Marcellus Basie, 5'8". In his senior season, in the 93-94 season, at 5'8", he averaged 16 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. There was a Mountaineer who was 5'8", averaging 5 rebounds a game. Do you know who averaged 5 or more rebounds for WVU last season? It was one guy, and he had a foot on Marcellus Basie. It was Amani. Only guy over 5 rebounds average last season. The coach's son averaged 4.9 a game, but he only played 8 games and then something, you know, then injuries or whatever happened. The only guy really on the roster last season who averaged over 5 assists was Javon Small. And Basie went 16-5-5. In the Atlantic 10, playing for Gail Catlett, one of his 4 seasons, they made the NCAA tournament. But I remember Marcellus Basie. And you can't find him on YouTube. You can find an interview of him here recently. But as far as watching Basie clips, you're not going to find him. It doesn't mean he wasn't awesome. So shout out to Marcellus Basie.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia, all sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
All right, back to the guards for this coming season. There's a couple of options of who could back up Honor Huff this season. And I think there's two options, really. And again, knowing as we get into the wings, the forwards, the centers, Hodge could have a lot of combinations. So it's not rigid as far as this guy comes in for this guy. Or maybe it is. But if we just look at it as a org chart, as a depth chart, Honor Huff's is starting to, and the backup's going to be either Morris Ugusuk or true freshman Jaden Forsythe. Now, Morris probably has the edge. He was the backup two guard as a freshman at South Carolina last season. He's from Finland. He was second on the team at South Carolina and made threes last season. A shot over 40% from three. Hey, Honor, take a break. Hey, backup sniper, come in, make threes. So that's exciting, and I would think that's how that would flow. Jaden Forsythe has the Jonathan Powell resume, right? Taller guard, recruited and committed to Xavier before getting flipped and being recruited and coming to West Virginia. His clips on YouTube, guess what? He's making threes. So will Morris and Jaden both be in the rotation? It seems unlikely. It seems unlikely. 2 Division I head coaching years for Ross Hodge, both seasons at North Texas, and both seasons he had a short bench. Like, he played 8 guys. Maybe 9. So when you break it down like that, is whoever the third line guy for backup two guard, is that guy going to get a ton of minutes? I don't think so. So it's either going to be Morris or Jaden, and I would lean Morris because he's done it at the Division I level. So sniper, backup sniper, and then freshman could be sniper. So that's when you have 3 snipers or 2 snipers and a projected sniper, that's good. You need to have snipers on your roster in 2025 in basketball. The final listed scholarship guard is not Trayson Eaglestaff. We're going to talk about Eaglestaff because he's listed on WVU's roster as a forward. looking at Ken Pomeroy's computer, he's had reps at the point guard position. But he's listed as a forward, so we'll get to tracing down the road. But the final listed scholarship guard could play the four this season. And it's Chance Moore. He's 6'6". In his career, he's played two guard, three, and even some small ball four, which I think could absolutely be the table for this season. He played at St. Bonaventure. He can rebound the ball. He averaged 6.5 rebounds per game last season. Gets most of his shots at the rim. He gets to the foul line a bunch. Really strong guy. Not great at the free throw line. Last year he averaged, and it was his best season at the free throw line, he averaged 64%. And the most threes he's made in the game in his college career was in the Coliseum when he played for Missouri State two seasons ago. He made 5 threes on opening night. Defensively, lots of blocks for his size. He had 2 or more blocks in 6 games last season. And the way this ironed out, Chance Moore needed a waiver. He got it, and part of that waiver is he's got to sit out the first 5 games of the season. So that means the first time Chance Moore can step on the floor, he can step on the floor in the exhibition, but as far as playing games that count, the first time we can see him is in the Charleston Classic in Charleston, South Carolina against Clemson. As far as will Chance Moore start, as far as the possibility of Chance Moore being a starter on this roster, maybe. He might start at the 3, but he may not. That might be Eagle staff spot. I'm not sure. I do know that Chance Moore is going to be West Virginia's utility guy. He can play multiple positions, and he's going to be in a lot of lineups. And so it could be the 6th man, possibly some spot starts, but Chance Moore is going to have a big role on this team in this season. So those are the guards. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. And Honorhoff, you saw what happened to KJ Tenner last season. When he entered the lineup, there was a target on KJ Tenner. Let's score over KJ Tenner. And KJ Tenner worked hard, and I wish him the best at Murray State. But Honor Huff is going to get that welcoming at WVU, and he's going to play a bunch of minutes. So he will be seeked out defensively. I talked about Jasper Floyd being one of the guys in the first day preseason press conferences that came out. Honor Huff was the other. And he talked about wanting to come to WVU because at Chattanooga, they were more offense-oriented. And he talked about Coach Hodge only practicing defense. And he wants to be more well-rounded and wants to build his resume on the defensive side. And Honor, you're going to get the opportunity to get defensive reps because they're coming after you, man. They are going to seek you out, and we'll see what that looks like. I think with the way Ross Hodges' defensive schemes work, he's going to have help. There's going to be off-ball defense, and it'll be needed for Honor because of, again, listed 5'10". I'm excited, man. We're talking stats. I'm like refreshing Ken Pomeroy's computer to see when the new preseason rankings are going to come out. itching for, I guess they go to Kansas City, but that's my assumption, for media day. That's going to come up. The TV schedule needs to come out. These things are happening. Secret scrimmage is going to happen. Do you know
WVU is playing in the secret scrimmage? I don't. But Will, that's going to leak out. It can be a secret. But we're going to know something. We're going to know who they play and the beats of what happened. But that's happening soon, too.
I mean, it's all happening. I said last time it's all happening. It really is. I can't wait. Public scrimmages, secret scrimmages, computer rankings. It's all happening. Super excited. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen to all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh with WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.